Democrats in Nevada will have their say in the caucuses tomorrow, but some of the candidates have already gone on to other states that will vote on Super Tuesday, 11 days from now. We've been checking in with some Super Tuesday states, and today, Alabama, which will offer up more delegates than Nevada. Andrew Yeager is host and reporter at WBHM. He joins us from Birmingham. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Jeremy.
So no polls in the Democratic presidential primary have been released in Alabama since last summer, but what do we know about the state of the race in Alabama?
Well, we've seen some activities so far. We've seen some candidate visits over the last several months. We've seen Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden. They've all made visits, as has Mike Bloomberg. Bloomberg will actually be in Alabama for a campaign swing this weekend. I expect others probably will be making visits as well as we get closer to that Super Tuesday.
And Senator Doug Jones, the vulnerable Democrat up for re-election this year, has endorsed Joe Biden. Alabama's largest black caucus, the Alabama Democratic Conference, has endorsed Michael Bloomberg. What does that tell you?
Well, Jones's endorsement of Biden really was no surprise. The two have known each other for years, decades, really. Jones has said even before Biden announced that he thought he'd make a great president. You know, without getting into too much detail, I see this really is about more to do with a split within the Alabama Democratic Party. There's a leadership dispute right now, an inter-party dispute. There's a lawsuit around that. So I feel it probably has a little bit more to do with that. You know, for Bloomberg, the endorsement by the Alabama Democratic Caucus perhaps gives him legitimacy in an area of the country he might not be as well known. But if it'll matter to voters, we'll see.
Alabama has an open primary, which means that you don't have to be registered as a Democrat to vote in the Democratic primary. Do you expect to see Republicans voting in the Democratic primary?
You know, it's possible, I suppose. However, in 2017, Alabama passed a law that says if any races go to runoffs, voters can only vote in that runoff if they voted, or rather, I should say they can't vote in that runoff if they voted in the opposite party primary. It was designed to sort of discourage that party hopping. However, Republicans on Super Tuesday have their own hotly contested race for U.S. Senate, so I expect most Republicans probably will stick to their own side of the aisle.
Right. This is the race to run against Doug Jones. And there are seven Republicans competing on Super Tuesday. They include Roy Moore, who lost to Jones in 2017 after allegations of sexual misconduct, as well as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Is anyone favored to win that race at this point?
Well, first of all, it's not Roy Moore. All indications are that he is faded. It pretty much is a three-way contest at this point between Jeff Sessions, also Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne, and former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville. Now, there's a good chance that this could go to a runoff, that none of them break that 50% threshold. And the way polling suggests right now is that Sessions is in a runoff, and the contest is between Tuberville and Byrne for that second slot.
Do you think President Trump is going to weigh in on that race before the primary?
Who knows? but certainly, any of these candidates, I imagine, would take any endorsement from the president. They certainly have spent their time showing their support of the president and their ties to him. But it's worth remembering, though, that in that special election for Senate in 2017, that was the contest between Doug Jones and Roy Moore, the candidate that President Trump endorsed both in the primary and in that special election, that candidate lost.
Right.
It was a weird race in many respects, but still it indicates that, you know, maybe a presidential endorsement is not a guarantee.
If you're Doug Jones right now, what's the ideal outcome of the Republican primary?
Well, I spoke with Jones earlier this year about this race, and he expects the general election to be pretty tough, but he does believe he can win even in reliably red Alabama. He thinks he can be competitive against any of the candidates, in fact. And for him, he's hoping perhaps for a bloodbath, that it does go to a runoff, that campaigns spend a lot just to get that nomination and are weakened by the time they get to that chance to take on Jones.
That is Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Alabama is one of the states that's going to vote on Super Tuesday. They've got more delegates at stake than Nevada. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.